to your mom and dad, or you leave things out and make them believe different than things are, how do you feel about it? How so?
Parents are sitting here.
What they don't know won't hurt them.
Which side?
How does it solve the problem? How does it make you loyal, honest, truthful, and respectful? Or are those not your values?
It solves the immediate problem, whether it's like getting out of the house or being able to go somewhere. Like that problem doesn't keep me in the type of life.
Yeah, I'm not being facetious. You know, there's a certain point where there's a difference between having an obligation to tell somebody else. I don't understand why. Misunderstanding what she's talking about, where omission is a lack of integrity, whether versus it's just you're not required to tell somebody everything that you could.
In your case, it's totally different. She's living under her parents' household, with her parents' car, with her parents, and she does have an obligation. And she's just out and out lying to him. So that she doesn't have to answer any questions.
She tells them what
but
she thinks they want to hear.
And then they don't ask her any questions.
It's not a matter of not sharing information. It's misrepresenting.
Yeah.
And there's times where she doesn't share it. Out of her perception of how they will respond if she did.
But then what does that make her feel she is? A liar. No, I never told you everything going on. I don't feel bad about it. No, but if somebody asks you a direct question,
okay.
You have the choice of saying, I'm not going to answer that question, or I'm going to lie to you. You know, if the answer is, I'm not going to tell you, those are your two choices. Which are you going to take? Mm-hmm. I'm going to lie to you, or I'm not going to answer that question. Mm-hmm. Which is honest? Mm-hmm. Which leaves you with integrity? It'll definitely produce conflict. Or you really don't want to know where I'm going, Mom. Trust me. You don't want to know where I'm going. I will be home on time. I will be safe.
See, when...
Or I could tell you I'm going to church, Mom, but I'd be lying. See you later.
When you tell the lie, you always have to remember the lie.
And you start believing that you're a liar. And you find yourself lying about things that aren't even important. Things that you don't even care about. You don't even care about it.
Dennis?
I know it's been like an ongoing process that I could clean up my integrity as I'm going on, and that, like in the past, I used to like think that it didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started seeing how it does matter, you know, how I live my life. And then the more I started keeping my integrity, you know, I saw how it started to raise my self-image, you know. And then, so it's just been an ongoing process of just getting more and more and more on this side.
Right.
You know, and seeing how, like, sometimes you do pull back, but then just figuring it out and then going on again.
Right. But at least because you've defined for yourself what your moral values are, what your personal integrity entails, you can go back and say, where am I out? What's going on here with me? You're not lost with, well, I don't know. You have a specific place to look.
I found myself questioning my moral value, connected with friendship. In a sense, a situation occurred that at first looked like it was against most of my moral value, you know, represent something that I was against them. On the other hand, if I'm a question, it's like there's something that doesn't feel right, but then I question my moral values is like, you know, has it been a loyal friend, and it's being compassionate.
Well, the first question is, do you owe loyalty to this friendship? That's the first question. has that been established? Right. That's the first question. And what's the answer?
No.
No. So, then what?
Thank
you. Were you compassionate?
Yes.
Were you kind? Were you a good friend, a good listener? Yes, but this person wanted you to take a problem that was not yours.
Right.
Did she tell you the truth about it?
She says she has, but I don't. At this point, I don't believe it.
Then all you can do is stick to your personal integrity. You can't change hers. You can't change hers.
But it's the right to say there's nothing I can do for you at this point.
There is nothing you can do for her. There is nothing you can do for her. I had a call this morning from a woman whose husband fell off the wagon. He's been 9 years sober. He was supposed to go away for the weekend to an AA retreat to get himself sober again, and he went out on a binge instead. And she's calling me, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? I don't know that now's the time to make that decision. What can you do to take care of yourself while he goes and takes care of himself? How can I get him to? You can't. You can't. Unfortunately, I come and strangle his neck if it would help. It won't. I would. You have to stick by your moral code of ethics. At times of crisis, that's when you're going to want to go to the other side, you see. At times of crisis, so you have this conflict with the woman who's got the problem with the husband.
Right.
Basically.
Right.
You don't know if she's telling the truth or not.
No.
So you got a friendship with the wife and the husband,
right.
And you're supposed to be loyal to the wife because she's been done wrong,
right.
According to her.
Right.
So how does that make you interact with him? Are you compassionate with him?
No.
He won't even answer his calls.
Okay,
are you generous with him? Are you kind with him?
No.
No. So
I'm guilty about it. I'm guilty about it.
That's when you're going to want to go to the other side. That's when you can justify, I'm not going to be honest with this guy after what he did to her. I'm not going to be kind to this guy after what he did to her. And you're left feeling like what? And then in the meantime, they patch it up and they're okay. And then where are you?
Right.
That's where your integrity gets rocked every time.
Because I felt drained. Like,
of course you did.
Trying to be a compassionate Christian person, but I just, with time, I haven't thought that way in a long time. Like, I didn't even know what to do. I was in such a turmoil. And then there's the other part of me said, I have to protect myself and my family, And this was, but I'm definitely was impressed with the other relationship.
Yeah, but did you give him the opportunity to
speak for
himself?
No, I haven't.
So you didn't give him the same loyalty you gave her?
No.
Exaggerating the truth.
You know that that's really lying?
No.
Oh. But you call it exaggerating the truth, which is not so bad as a lie.
It's the truth.
Right.
But
a little bit. Yeah. That's infectious, though. Exaggerating the truth is infectious. It spreads very quickly. Yeah. What'd you say?
Yeah, right.
How many kids do you have? 20. So, Rose, if you look at this list, where was your integrity out? Because that's where your energy went to.
My integrity was out, listening on the other side.
Okay.
And I'm taking everything for granted, just the way it was.
Okay.
And not taking the time to really take a step back. Didn't look what was the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, what was the easiest thing to do. Probably not take responsibility for finding myself in the position that I was in the first place. But but that's the thing that felt that was draining me, because every time I was in their presence, I felt really awkward because I couldn't even listen to a conversation.
Well, because you don't believe she's telling the truth.
At this point, no. It's a gut feeling that it's like something is not quite right, and I did not do anything about, hearing what the other side is. And probably I didn't tell the truth and say that I really love them, bless them very well, but there's not much I can do right now. I don't want to be caught in the middle. I'm not the person to go.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, it got even bigger once as a friend, I thought I did the right thing. I contacted the right people. I gave information. This is what you can do, and nothing was done about it. You know, I was just really disappointed, and that's when I started questioning. You know, so what's the expectation of you of me? I'm not gonna fix this problem. This is not my problem. You know, and that's when I start questioning you so much more everything, and I'm definitely gonna have an opportunity. Your husband needs to listen to what he has to say. I haven't done. Mm-hmm. You know, I wouldn't even. It's not that I would have an attitude with him. It's just that I was overwhelmed over only on the idea of confronting the truth of the situation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I never felt so helpless and incapable of moving. I feel like it was stuck somewhere. Mm-hmm.
But that's because your integrity is out. Your personal integrity is out somewhere.
Yeah. Well, as a friend, the way I see myself as a friend, I don't think it was, and I think that part of the reason why I got cut off in it is also, the way children were involved. That's my soft spot. And I guess the shock of dealing with reality that some people live their life that way, such a shock to me to actually have friends that live that way. People that I've been in a relationship for 5 years.
That are violent.
I was totally shocked about it. It's like giving me a whole new meaning of, which has been back in the past 2 years, really questioning what I'm looking at a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And finding myself on the other side, I find myself when I interact with people now that I meet in the past 2 years, becoming a little more selective about who I decide to get into a relationship with. So mm-hmm. just take it, that's the way it is, and it seems to hear people, that's the way it is. So mm-hmm. I've been questioning more with people that I'm dealing with all the time,
Okay, so if you have a friend that you're faithful and loyal to, and you have this list of personal integrity, how do you have a relationship with somebody who doesn't have that as a personal integrity? If on your list of integrity, of being an integrity for yourself, is to be honest, and you have a friend that you know consistently lies to you, how can you have a friendship?
You really can.
But you do.
Right. Oh, the way you just define, I'm going to be a good Christian.
You're going to be a good Christian.
And I'm lying to myself, I'm compromising my own person.
So you're taking on her integrity when you're with her. It's called We Don't Really Have to Tell the Truth. I'll lie to you, you lie to me, and we'll get along fine. You lie to me, I won't tell you that you are lying, and we'll get along fine. That's how your integrity, you see how your integrity goes out of whack? Just out of whack. Sometimes because you don't want to confront things, and sometimes because you just don't want to stir it up, and sometimes because you think it's not your business. But then to continue being in relationship and saying, oh, you're my friend, you're my friend, you're my friend. Is it really true?
No.
You're my friend, but I don't trust anything that you say, but you're my friend. I know you're going to lie to me, but it's okay, you're my friend. You won't be honest. You won't listen to me, but it's okay. This is how our integrity gets out of whack, and we don't even realize that our integrity is out of whack. And then what starts happening to our self-esteem? Yeah, you go home and you're like, what was that? I just spent 2 hours of my life doing this. I am not a person who does this. What is this? Well, I'm being a good Christian. Your mind has all kinds of ways to justify breaking your integrity. That's the point. But if you know exactly what your personal integrity is, it's very easy to go back and say, oh, here's where I lost it, here's where I lost it. This is where I need to be stronger in this relationship. This is where I need to be stronger in that relationship. She's trying to convert him to be her religion. For what purpose? Oh, so she wants to marry this man, and in order to get married, I don't know why else she'd ask him to convert.
Either.
But that's a little different than saying she wants him to convert. She wants to marry the guy and has to marry a Mormon is different than she's going out with him and she wants him to convert. And how do you feel today? Did you even ask them if there was room, or did you just assume?
I just assumed.
Oh, so you just assumed that.
How long?
So what would you have done differently?
Wait a minute. How long has it been since these people in your family invited you over for?
They have never invited.
So they've never invited you over. And all of a sudden, they invite you over. Mm-hmm. And they got this huge problem going on, which you're very familiar with handling. You say, I'm not going to tell you. I'm just not going to tell you. Suffer. Go ahead, suffer.
No, it's more like, okay. Don't rock the boat. They invited us.
And not one other member of my family showed up. Nobody. So, I mean, we were the only ones there of my family.
So you were honored.
Yeah, I was. I was totally honored that I was there. And then, I mean, you know, they were invited, but it was set up so it didn't work. And they were really there.
So the whole thing was set up to heal this. And that's what you're upset about.
What you're upset about is that you didn't even ask if you could contribute. And they might have said no. We know what you've got to say. Just shut up. Go along with the program. Which case you could have said, okay, I tried. But the fact that you didn't even try is what's disturbing you. So how would you put your integrity back in? Hello, mama. And if they say no, are you going to be upset again? And so how did you justify breaking your person?
I justified it because it was a party, it wasn't a perfect time, and you know, all this stuff is like, you're going to open a Pandora's box here, don't even mess with this one.
So what you left the party with were your judgments. Not only about them, but now about you too.
Exactly. Well,
I was at a party about the
values. Values.
That was very respectful of her.
As a matter of fact.
But consequently, I have lost my hope, and it really, I keep bothering Alan about it.
When was the last time you were invited with them? Before that, when was the last time?
Oh, I just get calls every week.
Yeah, but see, the point of the whole thing is that they're doing that about you when you're not around.
Probably.
No, probably about it.
And those we don't call friends. Why would you want to be friends with somebody who assassinates other people? Because their moral values are on the other side. In order for you to be with them, your moral values will be kind of sucked over there with theirs.
I mean, some of
while you're trying to suck them back to yours. Mm-hmm. And when there's two or more over there, they have more effect on you than you have on them because they're in agreement. So why would you be upset?
You know, without saying stop it.
But what does that do to your personal code of ethics?
It hurts them.
So you're out of integrity with yourself. But I question the friendship. I don't think it was a friendship. But the lady who invited you, there's a friendship.
She's more friendly. She's got very high integrity. Extremely. She doesn't really. And she won't gossip, but she'll sit there.
What's the difference? If you are the giver of gossip or the receiver of gossip, what is the difference?
You know, she's not saying the bad things.
Well, what's the difference?
The bad things are coming out of her mouth.
What's the difference?
But I noticed that she stopped calling, too.
She's probably embarrassed if she hosted the luncheon. I would be if I hosted the luncheon and somebody sat around trashing somebody that we all knew. I would be totally embarrassed.
I didn't know this of it.
So the question is, are you going to give up your integrity so that you can have friends, or are you going to maintain your integrity and have friends around you who have that same level of integrity?
The choice that day, but then I went backwards.
Right. You can't not. If your mind decides that you have lost something because of your integrity, it will go back to no integrity. Mm-hmm. Sure, pick me. I am the person to gossip to. I will not say anything because it's against my belief, but you can certainly tell me every little piece and detail of information that you want about anybody. And that's what people will use you for. And then how do you feel when you leave?
Oh.
You're all whipped up. You really can't, but they think they can.
I didn't think you could. I said,
you really can't, but they think they can.
I was thinking, gosh, so I guess I can't be a good listener, huh? Not for that kind of stuff.
Well, if you want to have your integrity out, sure, listen away. Listen to every little piece of junk everybody has to say about it. It's your integrity.
Is there anything you can do about it, Rebecca?
Isn't it a good thing I can do?
It's not about...
Except be upset with whoever they're gossiping about.
And then they leave and they feel better, and now you're stuck with those
upset. Now you're left with their upset, and you have to take it out on somebody.